that if the Romans are marching this way or are foolish enough to sail through winter storms, they will easily find us. There is no hiding in darkness if there is even one spark of light.
It looks like Cleopatra's becoming more and more fearful for her life. She's so worried about what Tryphaena might do that she's requested a special guard named Puzo to protect her. And then there's still the mystery of where her father has gone and when he is going to return. Let's continue on near the top of page 21, where it says, to continue.
To continue. Just a few moments ago, Berenice came in to show me her hair. Her maid had braided it into dozens of tiny rows, in the style of native Nubians. Look, Cleopatra, she said, turning on her feet as a dancer does. Lamplight reflected off the assorted gems that had been woven into her braids. Some were rubies, others were diamonds. I suspect these had been stolen from father's jewelry chest, for I had never seen her with so many. Berenice wore two silk chitons, one draped over the other to show layers of blue and emerald, an elegant look. She wore gold bracelets on each bare arm. Her eyes were shadowed with violet and black liner. Her earrings were pearl. You look beautiful, I said, knowing that was what